Welcome back to Current State Wednesday, and it's time for Neighbors in Action. That's when we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today, we talk to an organization you might recognize from the donation jar at the drive-thru if you've picked up a Big Mac anytime lately. It's the Ronald McDonald House, and it provides housing for families with a child in the hospital. Earlier this week, Current State's Peter Wharf talked to the Director of Development for the House, Carolyn Hurst, and board member Simone Margraff, who's also the mother of a former guest at the House. Carolyn told us that the house here in Lansing is pretty similar to other Ronald McDonald houses around the country.
We are an 8-bedroom house that operates similarly to a hotel for families that have children in our local hospitals and medical clinics.
So you can serve up to 8 or so families at a time? And then how many will come through in a typical year?
Around 200.
200.
Yep. Yeah.
Simone, you were already a board member when your daughter ended up staying at Ronald McDonald House. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened? What was your story?
My daughter, who lives in Texas, came home at the end of June for a baby shower. And prior to the day before she was supposed to leave to go back home to Texas, she started spotting in the morning, went into premature labor. Went to Sparrow and found out that she had a slow leak in her water, was on bed rest for 10 days, and we delivered at 34 weeks, so 6 weeks early. Went into NICU for 3 weeks.
What was day-to-day life like for your daughter and granddaughter after the birth?
Day-to-day was extremely stressful for them. While she was actually in bed rest, her husband Sam was still in Texas. So that was touch and go whether we would get daddy here for the actual birth. But then when Harlow was actually born, it was very traumatic for the families to have to worry about their child, let alone having to worry about their own personal needs. They're tired, they have fatigue. All their focus is staying there for their child and not necessarily their own personal needs. But they need to be strong in order to be able to be there emotionally and physically for their child.
Right. Carolyn, you say it's sort of a hotel home-like setting. What's more advantageous about having a more home-like environment?
Yeah, it's definitely more like a home away from home. You have your private guest room and private bathroom, so you know you can get away from the hospital-type environment. But at the same time, there's dinners prepared nightly by volunteer groups. There's snacks, common spaces so they can talk to other families that are going through the same things they are. We have on-site laundry for free. Anything you can possibly think of that you'd have at your home, we have at ours.
You really, like you say, have that opportunity to talk with others who are in a similar situation. That's got to be helpful.
Yeah, definitely. Most Ronald McDonald houses are set up that way on purpose.
Yeah, did you feel that way, Simone?
We did. Jana and Sam and myself, I live fairly local, about an hour drive, so I would drive back and forth. But one of the things that both Jana and Sam said was that there was a sense of peace, that they had the opportunity to know that they didn't have to worry about themselves, that all they had to do was focus on making sure that they were able to walk back and forth from the hospital to the house and feel comfortable that they could stay there till 11 o'clock at night and then turn around and be back at the hospital at 6:30 in the morning.
It's got to be helpful having a mom who's a part of the Ronald McDonald House board, but how do others who are in a typical family get in touch?
The hospital staff knows all about the house. All the pediatric and NICU departments know how to handle that, as well as reaching out to other hospitals and other clinics that we may get referred patients from all the time to make sure that they know what's going on at the house and how to contact us. Of course, we also have a website, so anybody can check into it that way. And we will take families that are seeking medical treatment for their children in any type of medical situation. So if they live in the Upper Peninsula and they need to come down here for special dental work or something and they can't get here by an 8 o'clock appointment, if we have the space, we'll certainly help house that.
That's Carolyn Hurst. She's Director of Development at Lansing's Ronald McDonald House. I'm speaking with her, and also Simone Margraff, who's a board member for Ronald McDonald House and the mother of one of the guests. We're talking about the Ronald McDonald House of Mid-Michigan, which provides housing for families with a child in the hospital. Carolyn, tell me about the hospitals that work in the Mid-Michigan area with you.
Our main one is Sparrow, and they have referring hospitals as well. Very typical for our house is that we're serving families in the neonatal intensive care unit, just because that's what Sparrow's regional NICU is known for. So we get a lot of their families, and they'll transport babies from community hospitals that can't support a NICU patient from an hour away. So we're seeing people coming in from our local communities surrounding the mid-Michigan area.
How long is a typical stay for a family?
On average, it's about 10 to 12 days. Right. But our longest stay was over 400 days, wow. And you can stay just overnight.
What kind of feedback do you hear from families who've stayed at the Ronald McDonald House?
Most family responses are all the same. It's, I had no idea I was the family in need, and I don't know what I would have done if the house wasn't there for us.
Simone, what was it like for you as a mom to know that Jen had a place to stay close to the hospital and with the new baby?
I thought about that a lot. For me personally, if I wasn't side by side there with her, at least I knew she had the comfort of individuals that when she went home at night, meaning the Ronald home, that she saw familiar faces, so that there was an emotional comfort there. It's not just always about the physical well-being of the mom and the dad, but it's also that emotional piece, and that's what the house offered them.
Carolyn, you've been with Ronald McDonald House for a few years now. You've worked with hundreds of families. Can you call up a story or two about a family that has really stood out in your experience?
Yeah, we're actually undergoing renovations right now to all of our guest rooms, and we've taken those family stories and learned from them over the years that the house has been open, and we've incorporated the things that families need just by remembering those stories, such as a family that had to homeschool their two boys in the kitchen because their premature sister couldn't survive if they brought home germs from school. So now one of our largest rooms has a desk in it that allows that kind of thing to happen there.
Simone, in your experience, any other stories that stand out to you that you came in contact with?
I would go with Jana during the day. The hospital's an incredibly wonderful place to be as far as hospital care, but it's a very stale environment. So when Harlow would be in testing or if Harlow was needing rest time, Jana would walk over to the house. And it was intriguing and enlightening to talk to other moms and dads that were there. And the one mother said to me, "Why are you here?" And I said, "Well, my daughter and my granddaughter is here." And she goes, "Isn't this a blessing just to know that everything that is not normal, this is normalcy? Being able to come to a place where I can count on someone being there for me to help with the things that I don't have time to think about right now." And it was very comforting to know as a board member and as a mother, grandmother, to know that we have a house and a place for people to go.
Carolyn, if there are listeners right now who are interested in being involved with Ronald McDonald House, what kind of opportunities are there to volunteer?
Yeah, we have all kinds of volunteering opportunities. The first one is a commitment where volunteers will come in once or twice a month for a three-hour shift and do house activities that you would do in your own home. So anything from cleaning, writing thank you letters to donors, all kinds of things like that. And then we also have meal making opportunities so they can come in with a group and make a dinner for the families. And we also have work groups, so if you have a group of friends or coworkers that want to come in and just do some chores or do something for the families, that we can do that as well.
Tell me about the fundraiser this weekend.
Yeah, so we have the Run for the House coming up. It is a 5K, 10K, and kids race, and it's this Saturday. And it's one of our largest fundraisers for the house, and we're expecting about 1,000 runners to show up and support the house.
Nice.
Yeah, it's at Delta Dental in Okemos, and so we look forward to seeing everyone out there.
I've been talking about the Ronald McDonald House of Mid-Michigan. Our guest today, the house's Director of Development, Carolyn Hurst, and board member Simone Margraff. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions at currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, or you can tweet us at KAR Current State And tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.